Hi, this is Stephanie Hall, and welcome to week 3 of the Waste Management Cleanse and Coaching Program. During this module, we will be covering what I like to refer to as the 10-day burn. During the first 2 weeks of the program, I uncovered the foundation of the Waste Management Cleanse. This module uncovers the core of the program. And during this module, we will be going just a little bit deeper, and I'll explain exactly what I mean shortly. When I first got started cleansing and adopting a healthier lifestyle, I was really resistant to the thought of giving up my favorite comfort foods, giving up ice cream and chocolate chip cookies and candy and all of those things that were really not serving me well. However, when I made the commitment to do so and to adopt a healthier lifestyle and to start cleansing regularly, I immediately saw and experienced results. And not only was I beginning to look better, I also was beginning to feel better. And by just giving up dairy products alone, I shed an excess of 10 pounds. So things were starting to work, and I really, really started to feel a huge difference in my health and in my energy. The system that I'm sharing with you in the Waste Management Cleanse is a system that I've developed through years of eating clean and nutritional fasting. So by applying and continuing with the principles that you have learned during this program, you will have a solid foundation of the cleansing lifestyle and know what to do to get back into balance if you ever fall off track. After this module, you will have a cleansing system that you can use and refer to over and over again for continued weight loss, increased energy, and glowing skin. I also want to just go over a little bit of housekeeping right now. If you have any questions at any time during the program and over the next few weeks, please don't hesitate to send me an email or post any of your questions on the private Facebook forum. Also, I want to make sure to remind you to refer to your action guide for additional recipes and resources on this module that discusses the 10-day burn and also goes just a little bit deeper on what we'll cover in today's module on the different cleansing levels that you can choose from over the next 10 days. Throughout the years, when I talk to people about cleansing and detoxifying their bodies, I found that most people want to cleanse, but they actually don't want to starve, or they don't know actually where to start and what to do. So as you know, this is what the Waste Management Cleanse is all about. It's designed to support you based on wherever you are on your wellness journey. As you know, also, the Waste Management Cleanse is an all plant-based cleanse. And over the past 2 weeks, you have been introduced to some of the foundational principles of the program that included cleansing foods, recipes, and principles through MP3 recordings, handouts, and action worksheets. Be sure to refer to the Waste Management Cleanse Jumpstart Guide and the Action Guides for Module 1 and 2 just to refresh your memory before moving into the 10-day burn. So, let's dig in with getting started with the core of the Waste Management Cleanse, which is the 10-day burn. The first thing that you want to do prior to starting the 10-day burn is to identify the cleansing level that you want to participate in. Now, within the Waste Management Cleanse, there are four levels that make up the core of the program. So, if you choose level 1 of the Waste Management Cleanse, you will for the next 10 days, you will consume an all vegan cooked diet for 10 days. If you choose level 2 of the program, you will consume an all raw vegan diet until dinner for 10 days and end the day with a cooked vegan meal. If you choose level 3 of the program, you will consume a completely all raw vegan diet for 10 days. And if you choose level 4 of the program, you will consume a combination of levels 1 through 3 for 7 days and consume an all liquids diet for 3 days. Again, be sure to refer to the action guide for additional details and support on how this actually looks. After you have identified the level that you would like to commit to for the next 10 days, the next thing to do is to complete your action worksheets for this week, where you will plan your meals and your drinks for the next 10 days. And this exercise should be familiar to you because these are some of the same things that we did or that you did in module 1 and module 2. So really, during the first 2 weeks, it was really all about getting you into practice and the habit of planning your meals and doing what it takes to be successful each week. These simple steps of planning ahead are critical in order for you to set yourself up for success for the 10-day burn. During week 1, I covered that eating clean and nutritional fasting are some of the primary ways of cleansing and detoxifying the body, and also ways of lessening the toxic load on the body. During weeks 2 and 3, we covered nutrition 101 and laid the foundation of the foods that are ideal for human consumption and the foods that nourish and rejuvenate the body with a specific focus on all plant-based foods. During this week, you will have the opportunity to go deeper and to cleanse for 10 short days and apply the principles that you have learned over the past 2 weeks. When I refer to eating clean throughout the program, I am referring to an all plant-based diet. And just in case you are unfamiliar with this way of eating, a vegan diet, which it's usually referred to, is where one abstains from eating any animal products, including meat, eggs, and milk. And the guidelines have been outlined for you in the Jumpstart Guide. So be sure to refer to the Jumpstart Guide for what is allowed and what isn't allowed during the next 10 days. Also, a raw vegan diet, which is another way and another level of cleansing during this week, is an all plant-based diet where nothing is cooked. So there's no cooking, grilling, steaming, or any application of heat of any kind. The school of thought behind this way of eating is that when plant foods are heated above 115 to 118 degrees, they start to deplete in nutritional value. So by consuming foods in their natural state, you're getting all of the nutritional value and benefits of these foods. If you are interested in experimenting and going deeper with uncooking and the raw vegan diet, which is a little new, there will be recipes provided in this week's action guide for you to experiment with over the next 10 days. However, a simple way of eating uncooked raw vegan foods is what you've already been doing in the program by consuming fresh juices, fresh smoothies, and at least one large salad a day. If you are unsure of something that you might want to include in the cleanse, be sure to refer to the Jumpstart Guide that was provided to you during week 1 and also refer to the Waste Management Cleanse shopping list. If it is on the list, it is allowed. If it's not on the list during the 10-day cleanse, or the 10-day burn, you should abstain from consuming it. Also, if you're looking for a healthier alternative and there's something that you would like to consume or something that you are craving, be sure to refer to the alternative shopping list or the alternative list to find a healthier alternative to the food that you would like to consume. I also want to remind you to remember to start off slowly and know that you will have access to these materials over and over again to cleanse and detoxify the body whenever you choose. If you are completely new to the cleansing lifestyle, I like to suggest that you consume or commit to a cooked vegan diet. And it's ideal and geared towards beginners, and that the raw vegan diet and nutritional fasting levels of the program are for more advanced cleansers or people who are really ready to fully commit to these levels. And if you have already been fully engaged in weeks 1 and week 2, you have already been consuming a vegan diet. Remember, be sure to reference the action guide for this week to complete your action worksheets to set you up for success for the next 10 days and for the 10-day burn. Also, be sure to join us over on the private Facebook group for the Waste Management Cleanse, where I post daily and also answer any questions that you might have. Lastly, if you need to access me or ask me questions directly, feel free to send me an email and I will respond promptly with any questions that you may have. I'm so excited and honored to have you be a part of this program and to also support you on your health and wellness journey. I'm also so excited to hear about all the amazing benefits and breakthroughs that you have had so far during the program. So please feel free to reach out to me at any time with any questions or success stories that you have. Here's to another successful week.